Capri.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery.
Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, it's official. Outside the Box begins right now, even though Ty's been with us. And anytime you hang out with Ty, you know, you just the box is obliterated, Ty. And thank you for being here, my friend, keeping things going while I'm out of town.
Ty's gone, Robert. This is Hillbilly Hank sitting in for him.
Who said Hillbilly Hank could show up? We were looking for Ty. What happened to Ty?
Ty had a case of terminological inexactitude earlier. He's being punished for it.
Well, you know, I hope that he doesn't get pulled over in southern New Mexico. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, no kidding. Me too. Me too, Robert. Good to be back with you. Glad to. That's interesting to be coming on for Outside the Box Wednesday after I've already been on Outside the Box Wednesday. So I was thinking maybe I should leave at that point, but I guess I'll stay another hour.
Is that what it is? You were tired of it. I'm done for the day. Well, of pot and pigs, here we go. We talked about this yesterday, and Ty, you really wanted to hit this as well. And funny enough, I'm really nearby in Seattle where this guy is, this farmer, that's evidently feeding pot to his pigs. And it's like because they've decriminalized marijuana here, they have basically too much. You know, they can't sell as much. There's a lot of stuff growing. Can you believe it? They've grown too much. And so they're feeding it to the pigs. And these pigs that they're bringing to market are so popular that at Pike Place right there in Seattle, they're selling out before lunchtime. You can't get this stuff. But evidently it's fattening up the pigs without growth hormones, without antibiotics.
Yeah.
Marbling them? I don't know. I haven't tried it, but I'm just saying, very interesting that as a food in this case.
Yeah. Yeah, the nutrient profile on hemp is amazing. The omega-3, 6, and 9 fats that are in there, it's a superfood. It's similar to what people would think of chlorella or spirulina. Hemp is right up there with those. It is a superfood. So it doesn't surprise me that these pigs, they're eating this leftover pot, are actually fattening up, and the meat is actually more tasty. It's healthier. As you mentioned, no antibiotics, no hormones are needed to fatten up the pigs. So, hey, that sounds like a pretty good thing to me, feeding them hemp, which is making the meat more healthy, and you're not getting the antibiotics and the hormones. I mean, that seems like a win-win situation for everybody, doesn't it?
Well, I'm thinking that Washingtonians, you got to get off your butts and smoke more pot because there's too much. The pigs are eating it all. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, the thing is, it's interesting. When we talk about hemp, everybody always goes to, well, yeah, pot smokers. You know, you're pushing for everybody to go out and get stoned. That's not at all what we mean when we're talking about hemp. There are industrial uses. There are medicinal uses. There are food uses for hemp. You know, smoking is just one of the many, many uses for hemp. And smoking's not actually all that bad when you consider the recent study that we talked about last week shows that the incidence of lung cancer in people that smoke marijuana is less, it's lower than people that don't. So even though you would think that inhaling the hot vapors would be carcinogenic, it's actually not, and it's not detrimental to the lungs because of the cannabinoids. The abundance of the cannabinoids overwhelms whatever deleterious effects you might have from breathing it in, and you get a net positive to your system.
Yeah, isn't that ironic? I mean, because that's always been the fear for me and why I never did try it because of the idea of putting a hot vapor into the lungs just didn't seem right. But at the same time, now, as you say, the studies are now showing that because of the properties unique to the hemp or cannabis plant, that the harm is not happening and they're still getting some significant benefit. Although, like I said, I still think, a way that was done for a long time is just to eat the stuff. Put it raw on a salad or juice it as we've seen. It seems to be the cure for many things, or at least one aspect of the cure for many things. And I think that the more we learn about this plant, the more we realize there was a sinister, overt, and covert plot to ban it because they knew it was so good for so many things that would free the people up from dependence.
Yeah, no doubt. There's no doubt that that was behind it. There's no doubt that it was banned because it was too good. And we've talked about on the show many times about the different anti-cancer effects that hemp has and all those studies that have been done, literally dozens and dozens of studies over the past 20 years that show that, that there are anti-cancer effects from hemp. But now I'm looking at an article that was on Gucciardi's NaturalSociety.com website, and there's a woman that has overcome Lyme disease by using hemp. And so that's something that I wanted to bring up today that we could talk about briefly.
Yeah, absolutely. Lyme is pretty nasty. They call this the Borrelia burgdorferi or something like that in Latin, but named after the guy who supposedly identified it. But Lyme disease, supposedly transmitted by tick bites and such, very devastating chronic infection that antibiotics are not working for, and they're putting people on antibiotics sometimes for years, which is enough to kill some folks. I've worked with physicians that are utilizing silver intravenously with good success in addressing Lyme, but I did not know about the cannabis impact on Lyme disease till I saw this article as well.
Yeah. Well, it's got anticonvulsant effects. And so the lady here had been suffering with Lyme disease for 7+ years. Nothing had helped from conventional medicine side. She tried marijuana. She tried smoking. And it not only made her feel better, but it got rid of her seizures. She was having seizures with her Lyme disease, which is common with Lyme disease. So, but now she makes cannabis oil. She takes it throughout the day, and it's helping her children to overcome some of their seizures. And just an all-around great story here, another one of the positive effects of hemp. It's not the demonic, evil weed that we've been thought to believe it was.
Yeah, it's only demonic and evil to those who are demonic and evil. That is, those that want to limit access to the plants of creation for the promotion of healing, or what I call health sovereignty, which is what I'll be lecturing on tonight at Vitamin Life. Why, by the way, if you're just joining us now, I'm coming to you live from Vitamin Life in Redmond, Washington, ducking out and hiding from Bill Gates because I think he's in the neighborhood. And we're
you better watch out. He may take after you with a needle and try to force vaccinate you. He loves to prick people with needles.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to stay away from him and Southern New Mexican cops. Those are two high on my list to stay avoid at all costs. If you missed that story last hour, oh, my gosh. Yeah. So we got Lyme disease, cannabis. Look, the attempts to, let's say, demonize that plant, you know, there's a broad spectrum of activity, including its impact on the nervous system and the emotional state, much of which modern psychiatry has adopted a pharmaceutical approach, which is devastating, causing more suicides, homicides, etc. That alone would be worthwhile. But again, as we're finding out more aspects in dealing with cancer, as you said here in this case, even infectious disease and seizure disorders, it's an extraordinary plant. And I, you know, just amazed how I was duped. But at one point in our lives, many of us were duped by so many of the lies coming out of the mainstream media and big pharma and big government.
Yeah, no, I remember, I guess it was either high school or college, I can't remember when it was, but it was, I was probably 16, between 16 and 20. I did a huge research paper on the dangerous effects of marijuana, and I still remember doing that, and I was duped like everybody else. You know, I thought this is an evil weed, and everybody that smokes pot's evil, and wow, you know, couldn't be further from the truth. But I'm glad that a lot of, the truth is getting out there, and I'm really surprised at the number of people that I talk to about hemp, because I like to be controversial, if you can't tell that. But I like to bring up things that make people think and that will start an argument sometimes. And so I always bring up hemp because it's a very controversial subject. I'm really astounded by the number of people that are on our side with hemp, and they're just, you know, they're totally on board with it being nutritious to eat, with hemp oil treating cancer, and with the fact that we've been lied to about it, and then it's kind of a suppression by the powers that be in order to keep people sick and to keep them away from something that could be very, very healthy for them to take in the long term. A lot of people are on our side.
Is this one of the monumental myths in the new book?
It is. It is. I have a chapter on the war on drugs, the fact that it is a total farce, and a good portion of the chapter on the war on drugs is hemp. Talking about marijuana and how something like 60, if I remember the statistics right, 60 to 70% of people that are in jail on drug charges are in jail because of marijuana, which to me is absurd, that you've got somebody that may be spending 20 years of their life in jail because they were illegally selling a plant.
Yeah. Yeah, the more you review it, the more absurd it gets, and the more weird the culture is that we have grown up in. And you know, yeah. If we look at the stories about the attacks, for instance, with Chris Wark, and he gave us the update on the Hershberger family, the idea is to, you know, keep kids medicalized, keep them vaccinated, keep them as loyal members of the club, which is a very dangerous club to be part of. That is the patient population of Big Pharma. Again, led to monopoly status going all the way back to the Flexner Report, perhaps even before it. 100 years later, coming out as Obamacare, which, you know, we'll have some updates on Obamacare. Obama's evidently making some claims again that aren't substantiated by his own voice. So Super Don's grabbing some audio for us as he does.
I like the way you put that. They aren't substantiated by his own voice. Brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant.
That's pretty close to the truth, and maybe it actually is the truth. Now, what else we have here? We've got people eating more than ever. And, you know, I'm wondering if they're eating more than ever, not because they want to be fat, but because they're starving on the food that they're eating. What's your thought on this story?
Yeah, well, people are eating more than ever, and it's because they are starving. They're eating greater quantities of food, but the quantities of food that they are eating are crap. They're processed, devoid of nutrients, and so their bodies are never satisfied because they're not getting the nutrition that they need. So, yeah, I firmly believe that we're getting fatter and fatter, but we are getting fat because we are malnourished. That's one of the reasons that people are eating more, is because their body's never satisfied because it's not getting the nutrients that it needs. The article that you're referring to is another article by Anthony Gucciardi, Natural Society. Food portion over the past 20 years has doubled, but 30% of people are obese now. So we're getting bigger and bigger, but we're eating more and more, but we're starving to death, even though we're getting fatter.
Yeah, and bigger is not necessarily better, of course, although when you see pictures of Ty Bollinger around town showing his big guns, maybe it's a different story. but the bigger we're talking about is toxic bigger. It's food that's loaded with toxic poisons, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, and devoid of the vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals that we need to metabolize our food, process and excrete then the waste. These things are normal in a functioning society that understands the nature of food itself and doesn't corrupt it. As we open the show today talking about the battle against GMOs and another simple defeat, if you will, of the GMO labeling campaign. Again, we need to go to guerrilla techniques. We haven't heard from anybody yet, but I'm encouraged to hear if you've got some ideas. I know Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, has written about it, and all of you welcome you to listen through naturalnews.com right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, GCN. It's Outside the Box Wednesday, a special time of the week when Ty and I get together and do exactly what we say, step outside that box, because his book, Cancer Step Outside the Box, is so awesome. The people out here are asking about it right here in Washington State where I am. We'll be back with more powerful healing. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Ty Bollinger is back after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What is that? We got the pigs, the pot-bellied pigs coming on. Hey. That was a good pig, actually. It's definitely a not a kosher segment. And, you know, hey, who knew that?
Did you do that yourself, Ty?
I did. That's not something to brag about, seriously. It's not, I just did it. That wasn't a recording. That was actually me, but please don't tell anybody except for the thousand people that are listening to us.
That wasn't one of your kids. All right. Excellent.
Yeah, I'm not really too great on the radio, but I can make a heck of a pig noise.
Definitely impressed. But
anyway, I wanted to carry over the pig theme because we've got potentially genetically modified oranges now coming out with pig genes. Mike Adams posted an article a few days ago about that they are looking at splicing the DNA of oranges now with the DNA of pigs.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I mean, oranges never needed to be considered kosher or not because they're oranges. Now, of course, you splice in some pig genes in there through GMOs, who knows what you got. But granted, the Florida farmers are having a great deal of difficulty with their orange crops over the last years with blight, different things. But I think the monocropping is getting to them. They don't know how to take care of the soils well enough, and that's a big problem. And I know that Matt's, like Uncle Matt's Organics, is looking toward natural ways, not genetically modified ways. So there are folks out there trying to do it the right way rather than adopting Monsanto's biotech insanity.
Right. Well, as you mentioned, they are trying to fix a problem, and the problem is they're trying to fix a problem with something that will cause more problems, that will compound the problems, just like, you know, pesticides. Pesticides have compounded the problems with fruits and vegetables as well. They, you know, maybe there was an altruistic purpose up front to stop the pests from eating the fruit and the vegetables, but in the end, ended up everybody's a lot worse off with ingesting the pesticides. Which, by the way, you see the article about the pesticides being linked to increased risk of endometriosis?
That's interesting because I've been addressing this for ladies for so long, and you know, my biggest plea to those folks that are dealing with those girls and ladies that are dealing with endometriosis and problems with the ovaries is you've got to clean up what's going into your body. You just cannot subsist on pesticide-laden foods and expect to regain the integrity of your female system, those organs. And now this is more science and evidence to say what we've been talking about, detoxifying and cleaning up your diet, is right to the heart of how we're going to get these girls well again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I talk about pesticides a lot in all of my books because they're so damaging to the body. They're not only carcinogenic. And the reason that they're carcinogenic is that one of the same reasons that they are dangerous for women and they're causing endometriosis, because they are xenoestrogens. They're fake estrogens. Your body looks at pesticides as an estrogen. And so then it screws up your ratio of estrogen and testosterone. And so that's the problem, is the fact that these are fake estrogens that we are ingesting, and it's whacking out our hormone ratios. And so you don't really look at estrogen as a female hormone or testosterone as a male hormone. The thing that differentiates us, we all have testosterone and estrogen, is the ratio. Men have a greater ratio of testosterone to estrogen, and women, the estrogen is predominant.
Superdon can hit some falsetto. So
What? You asked me to sing. You want me to? What was this?
I thought you could do some falsetto for us.
No.
Come on, Barry Gibb.
Oh, well, I was just seeing if he's paying attention, because I know he's out there gathering some audio clips for us from, what's that guy's name, Barack Obama, and the claims that, you know, we could all keep our health care or insurance, whatever it was we want, period, as Ty had said. But the issue, again, of xenoestrogens, detoxification is everything. We talk homeopathically, especially with me, with addressing the female system. There are great remedies by King Bio. Also, we talk about general immune function, so many things that are corrupted by these xenoestrogens and plastifiers, plastics, as well as the pesticides that often disrupt the endocrine system, because that's what they're designed to do to the bug world. Do you think that we're so far removed it wouldn't affect us too?
Yeah, it's absurd. It's like the BT toxin, that they are splicing the DNA of the corn with this BT toxin, which causes the stomachs of insects to explode. So what's it doing to our bellies when we're eating the genetically modified corn that contains the BT toxin that causes the stomach of insects to explode? It can't be good, can it, RSB?
It's not good. Of course, we're seeing a reduction in fertility. Men as well, you got some concerns there. So back off the pesticides, please. And don't get arrested, or don't run a stop sign in southern New Mexico. And look out for Bill Gates and his syringes. We're here to protect you. We're here to keep you strong and healthy. It's Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I am live at Vitamin Life in where? Redmond, Washington.
You're in Washington. You're in Washington, RSB.
Oh, man. That's crazy time. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the...
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Go.
Today, I want to speak plainly, clearly, honestly. If you already have health care, you don't have to do anything.
I intend to keep this promise. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your plan and your doctor, you can keep them.
If you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan.
Nobody's going to force you to leave your health care plan. If you're happy with what you got, nobody's changing it.
Nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage of the doctor you have.
If you like your current insurance, you keep that insurance. Period. End of story.
Unless you can't.
Period. Period. So what does that mean? We're talking off the air, Robert. And so let's say you call me up and say, Ty, I'm missing the show tomorrow. I'm going to be on a plane during the show time. Can you cover for me? And I say, RSB, no problem. If you're on the plane tomorrow, I will be covering for you, period. End of story. What does that tell you?
Yes.
It tells you that unless I'm dead, I will be covering for you on the radio. Period.
Unless you're
no doubt.
Barack Obama. Unless you're Barack Obama and
unless you're
endometriosis, you're going
to
be...
Well, here's the problem. Look, have we devolved to such a state in the United States that we have to parse words and apply this legalese to every time the president opens his mouth? I mean, this is absurd. I would have a lot more, well, let's see, I can't say more respect because I have no respect. I would have a little bit of respect for the man if he came out and said, look, that was not truthful. I told an untruth, whether it was a known lie or whether he was just misinformed, whatever. At least admit it. But now what he's trying to do, he's lying to cover up his lies because yesterday, what did he say? Mm-hmm. We have a clip about from yesterday? Yay? Nay?
Now, if you have or had one of these plans before the Affordable Care Act came into law, and you really liked that plan, what we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law was passed.
What? when did he say that? If it... What?
What we said was you could keep it if... They never said that. Robert, what I said, you know, after we missed the show and there's 2 hours of dead air tomorrow, and you call me up and you're like, Ty, you told me you were going to cover for me. I say, Robert, what I told you was I would be there, period, end of story, if I felt like it.
Right.
You didn't hear that part, did you? And we didn't hear the part of Obama saying, if... The insurance doesn't change. Because why? Because he never said it. So now he's lying to cover up his lies. As Winston Churchill said, referring to someone else, not Obama, but Obama has a case of terminological inexactitude. That's our word for the day, boys and girls.
Mm-hmm. Terminological? Did you say terminological?
Terminological inexactitude. In other words, he uses inexact terms or lies.
Terminological exactitude.
Inexactitude.
You've outdone yourself on that one.
I can't take credit for that. I was actually watching Fox News last night, and somebody used that phrase from Churchill.
Oh, incredible. Terminological inexactitude. Now, what kind of terminological inexactitude can we find from dietary dunderhead supplement, anti-supplement Dick Durbin?
Durbin has an anti-supplement bill, which is it reeks of Codex Alimentarius. It's another way that they're looking to try to gain control of the supplements to make the supplements fall under drug classification so that they can be regulated by the FDA and basically throw all of the supplements under drug companies. The drug companies would then, once that regulation would take place, the drug companies would buy up the supplement companies, and we would have supplements being produced by drug companies at exorbitant prices, and we could potentially have supplements that were prescription only in a worst-case scenario, should one of these bills sneak through.
Ty, you know, I'm out here meeting with the folks in a lot of the health food stores in Washington State, Seattle, talking to them about things that they know to be true and factual. They're seeing it on the front lines, yet they're hamstrung, just to keep the pig theme going, by federal limitations on the First Amendment. I mean, they can't speak truthfully about the products that they sell. And yet, despite that, the natural products industry is one of the bright lights in an economy that is failing. Because of overburdensome regulation and, of course, the overprinting of Federal Reserve notes, which is another issue. Which, by the way, interesting, you would really dig Michael Belkin from yesterday. He's high finance Wall Street guy that woke up when his daughter was born and then killed by vaccines. And this guy knows his stuff like you do, Ty. You would love him if you ever get out here, if we ever get together with him. But, I come to this realization that despite all of the obstacles, we can still shine. We can still promote healing because ultimately they are violating natural law. They are violating spiritual law and prohibiting our ability or prohibiting us from acting on what we know to be rightful and true and helping others to get well.
Yeah. If you know what is right to do to help people and you fail to do it, then there's no excuse for that. It doesn't matter what the law says. That's very, very similar to the sheriff that just nullified and said, no, I'm not going to throw this guy in jail for carrying a firearm. It's legal. It's protected under the Second Amendment. And so we need to do the same thing. Regardless of what the laws say, if they are illegal laws that go against natural laws, then what Pastor Chuck Baldwin used to say when we lived in Montana and went to Liberty Fellowship up there, if man's law goes against God's law, you got to obey God's law. Now, whether or not you believe in God or not, that's your choice. But let's say that you don't. Even if you don't believe in God, let's call it natural law. If man's law goes against what natural law is, you got to go with natural law. You can't go with man's law because it violates nature.
Well, and this is the attack on people of faith. I mean, we've seen this. Like, look at the Hershbergers from the Amish community. I mean, you'd think they would leave them alone, for goodness sake. But in many cases now, they are in a desperate play to keep us in within the, I call the electrified fence of pharmaceutical drug Nazism. And this is where
I love that. I love that quote. I wish I would have had that 4 days ago before I submitted my latest book to publishing. I would have used that electrified fence quote. That's great.
The electrified fence, yes, and this is what they're trying desperately to do, and that was what Obamacare was designed to do as well. Too many people were leaving that electrified fence, finding an escape route, and that had to be stopped because that, you know, that we call it, an industry loosely, medical industry, monopoly industry, it thrives on ignorance, it thrives on arrogance, and it thrives only when you can be forced to utilize it because it would never exist in a free market because people realize your products are killing us, and what we want to do is live, not die.
Yeah. You know, and I'm glad you brought up that point because I wanted to mention about Obamacare. You keep hearing Obamacare is a train wreck, right? And anytime you turn on the TV, that's the talking point, it's a train wreck. Look, it's not a train wreck. It is a to complete success. It is a brilliant, purposeful attempt to bring down the U.S. economy and to kill jobs and to kill capitalism. It's not a failure. This is exactly what it was intended to do. I mean, Obama's mentor was Saul Alinsky, a radical Marxist that loved to destroy capitalism. This is the purpose of Obamacare, is to destroy jobs and to destroy capitalism. It is a smashing success. But it's guised under, we didn't realize it was going to do this. We didn't realize it. We were ignorant of this. No, they weren't ignorant. That is the purpose. Now, not everybody that's pushing Obamacare knows this, but that's the fact of the matter.
Well, it is another layer of the psychological operation. You just got to listen. And Super Don, thanks for getting that audio clip. That's stunning. You know, as he denies that he ever said that you could keep your health care plan.
And keep in mind that short clip that we played there is just a small part. I have got an entire montage of, I think it's like 36 different instances over the last few years where he has repeated the same thing over and over and over, that you can keep your plan if you like your plan.
Yeah.
And every time he said the same thing.
You need to put that into like a YouTube video there, Don. That would be great.
Yeah, it's good.
We might have to use that in RSB 180 today, Super Don, after the show here, to include what we've found out today with that.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds great. Well, listen, we got lots more to do here, and I just want to, you know, remind everybody, I'll be in Atlanta this weekend. Tonight, I'm here in Redmond, Washington at Vitamin Life, and I'd love for you to come down and see me. We'll have a good time. And Atlanta this weekend for the Weston Price Foundation event.
Hey, RSB, real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick, when you're in Atlanta, the baseball season's over, so you're not going to be able to medical condition blood pressure your way into a baseball game. So, are you going to try to get in to see the Hawks, maybe?
You know, I hadn't thought about that. That's an interesting challenge there. I don't know. Let's see. But my buddy is in town from Las Vegas, and he was in one of the Cirque du Soleil shows, and he's doing some stuff on Saturday evening. I want to see that, and I'm going to think about getting tickets for that on Saturday night. So also seeing some old friends that are going to come by. I'm going to hang out with Nick Gonzalez. Of course, Dr. Nick is amazing. You guys got to come if you're in Atlanta. See him Saturday afternoon. He'll be lecturing on his treatments for cancer, all the cases that he's had success with. It's an amazing thing to witness because it blows the minds of anybody that thought, well, if anybody could really cure cancer with that level of success, everybody would know about it. He's documented them all, but they're suppressing it, and they tend to attack him rather than embrace him for the, in my mind, the hero that he really is.
Yeah, and I saw Nick a couple of weeks ago on Carol Alt's show on Fox News. I was watching that, a rerun of that. He was fantastic. It's always good to see guys like that getting some good exposure, some mainstream exposure.
Are we allowed to reveal some news about Carol Alt's show yet, or should we hold off on that?
I don't know why we couldn't.
Yeah, well, you know, crazy as it is, Ty Bollinger has been invited onto the Carol Alt Show, A Healthy You.
Yeah, yeah. They contacted me. It's funny, they had originally contacted me right before I went to New York a couple of weeks ago for that publicity summit, and I, like a dunderhead, I did not check email for the last couple of days because I was so busy, and I missed their invitation to come on Carol's show back then. So they got, I called them as soon as I got back from New York and said, sorry, I missed your invitation. And so they just contacted me last week. Carol wants me to be on her show in January. So I'm going to fly up to New York in January to be on the Carol Alt show. So that'll be very cool.
Very,
I'm looking forward
very
to that.
Very cool. Very exciting. We love Carol Alt here. By the way, also the 16th of November, Saturday, I'll be in Sarasota at Robarts something or other. I don't know if it's a rodeo I'm going to, but there's a great, great health food store that's doing a customer appreciation. I'll be there for that. And, of course, the 22nd back in Eustis. Also, my wife's birthday, we'll have a celebration, so you want to come down. All of those links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the links to Ty's wonderful books and, of course, cancertruth.net. Sign up for his email alerts. They're fantastic. You want to plug in? We've got one more, what is it, a segment to wrap up? Yep. I can't believe how fast this is going, Ty. Don't leave me. I'm here in Washington. Another day. We'll be right back with more Powerful Healing and Ty Bollinger.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet,
and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alright, special shout out to the gang at Marlene's at Federal Way. That's back where the lady was, Ty, that asked about you. Said, hey, do you know Ty Bollinger? I just got his book. And I said, Ty who? No, I didn't. I said, he's going to be on the show with me. So if you're listening now, thank you for your hospitality there. Right now, yeah. Thank you for the hospitality of our friends here. In, where are we again? Vitamin.
You're in Washington, RSB.
Yeah, Redmond, Washington. Thanks for, you know, I'm going to call you after the show every once in a while and say, Ty, where am I again?
I'm going to text you. Just keep reading your text.
And you'll be there for me. I know you'll be there for me.
Yeah.
I'll be and, of course,
I promise. Period. End of
period.
Story.
Oh, gee. Now I'm nervous. Okay.
Now you know it won't happen.
Super Don.
No, that's okay. My,
so good. What?
My last name's not Sitaro, so I won't go back on that promise.
No, you'll be okay. Oh, by the way, a heads up for everybody. I know it's going to be scary and Halloween is over, but Super Don is hosting the show tomorrow.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. Be nervous. Be very afraid. But Super Don is going to take over.
That's going to be
Express.
Great.
The Health
That's
Freedom
gonna
Express.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, so stay tuned for
Super
that.
Super Don, I may have to call in tomorrow, Super Don.
Is it going to be a crank call?
Yeah, I'm going to crank call you.
Well, see, now it can't be a crank call because now I know you're going to do it.
Oh, well, no, he can fool you.
Dag nabbit!
You blew it.
Yeah.
You blew it.
Hey, listen, we opened the show a little bit talking about vaccines, and there's a question out there. Can doctors influence your decision whether to vaccinate your child? This might be today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7 8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Today's moment of duh is brought to you by the party of palpable and pugnacious punchy porkers.
Why would I have done that? What, are you talking about doctors?
No, I just kind of thought of a string of words that all started with the same letter P. And
sweet
since
alliteration.
We're talking about pigs,
you
yeah,
get an
alliteration.
You get a 98 okay. on that alliteration.
Thanks,
so.
It means nothing. It means nothing. It just sounded good.
That's sort of what this study means, doesn't it? What happened here? Do doctors impact your willingness to vaccinate? What is this?
Well, you think, you know, I looked at it and I thought, well, that's definitely a moment of duh because, of course, what your doctor says influences the patient. That seems to be obvious, doesn't it? But when you look at the study, as Super Don was talking about over the break, it actually, what the study showed was that people that were going to go ahead and vaccinate, and when the doctor didn't mention anything, they went ahead and vaccinated. But when the doctor tried to persuade them, the result was actually a little bit the opposite direction. They began to question whether they should vaccinate based upon maybe, I don't know, maybe the pushiness of the doctor It kind of reminds me of what has happened to us in the past before we knew not to vaccinate. We were kind of ramrodded into vaccinating because of the pushiness of one of the doctors that we dealt with. So I wonder if that's it. I wonder if people are waking up to such an extent that they're suspect of their doctors when they try to ramrod them, force them to do something they don't want to do.
Well, there's actually a law that covers this the study, and they don't know what it is, but I'll call it what it is. It's the law of reversed effort. You ever heard of that? The law of reversed effort. You know, the more you try to push something to make it happen, the more it'll slip through your fingers. And I think they're not really learning that quickly. But if sometimes, like I said, it's sort of like the way we got into the Braves game. There was no opposing force. It was just rolling with the energy of the people, right? And when the doctors learn to just don't even bring it up, it's not a controversy. The folks that aren't aware of it will just kind of slide right through the cracks and they'll get their shots. But if the docs tend to say, whoa, you know, you better vaccinate, suddenly you're like, whoa, 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 what do you mean I better vaccinate? You know, human nature is like, wait, you're pushing this on me and now I'm going to question it.
Right. Yeah, and that's good. I'm glad that people are beginning to question. I have seen over the last 6-7 years a huge, huge awakening of many people that I never would have thought would wake up to vaccines. So I got to
throw some more props your way, because as I travel around the country, and I love hearing about people that know about you, Ty, because what you've done, like when we were in Atlanta, the folks that appreciated you so much for what you wrote about in Cancer Step Outside the Box and also work with your doctor, and now the upcoming Monumental Myths is going to be a blockbuster. You are doing your level best and a wonderful best it is to wake people up so that they can walk through life, not as victims, but as those that can see through the traps and navigate this dangerous terrain so that they are no longer slaves to the lies that are out there, like what Obama is saying.
Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. We have to speak the truth. Who was it that said that all it takes for evil to win is for good men to say nothing? And we won't say nothing, will we, RSB?
No, it'd be a quiet, boring show if we did. So, hey, Ty, great show as usual. Outside the Box Wednesday's highlight of the week, and we got lots more healing to go. Super Don is hosting. Be careful. Tomorrow, Super Don, good luck to you, my friend. I'll be on the flight back to Atlanta. And, Ty, thank you, my friend. And thank you to all the folks here in Washington and wherever else we end up. Tell your friends. You know what it is. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.